أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the expression of the slaves of Allah ta'ala are those people who walk on the earth with humility. Why particularly this phrase of walking on the earth, when humility is supposed to be in every aspect of our lives? There's an Arabic expression, kullu ina'in bima fihi yandah. We have a utensil that is covered, we don't know what is in it, and then when it pours out, when we pour out from it, only what is in the utensil would come out. If there is milk in that utensil, then it is only milk that will pour out. If it is water, plain water, it is plain water that pours out. Or if it is something else like tea or coffee in, that is what comes out. So here Allah Ta'ala uses this expression that it shows out in the actions of a person, in the walk of a person, the talk of a person, the body language, what is in the heart, how much of effort an individual made on his heart, how much of relationship he has with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, humility, pride, all of that shows out in the body actions, in the body language of a person. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this words or this expression, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that when we are walking, it automatically shows out that we have pride or we have humility. Now this word هَوْنَا, the commentators, when they speak about what is it to walk with humility, then they use the terms to walk with sakina, tranquility, to walk with waqar, decorum, and to walk with hilm, tolerance, that it shows out on a person. And at the same time, a person does not walk istikbaran, a person does not walk with arrogance and pride on the surface of the earth. As a matter of fact, ulama, like Ibn Qayyim, has stated that there are 10 different types of walking, 10 different kinds of walking. We won't go into all of that, but the best is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about in this verse, and that had been shown to us by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, when he speaks about humility, when he speaks about who are the people of humility, what are the signs and what are the reasons of humility, he says that a believer is an embodiment of humility. It does not befit a believer not to have humility. It does not befit a believer to have arrogance or to have pride. And then he says that qasam of Allah, their hearing, their limbs, their seeing are all humbled for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, pride is not only in the heart, and at the same time, humility is not only in the heart, but then it shows out on our senses. It shows out in the manner we speak. It shows out when we look at a person. It shows out when we speak to a person. In Surah Luqman, Luqman the wise said to his son, وَلَا تُسَاعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, that do not turn your cheek away from people in a manner of disdain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would speak to someone, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would face that person fully. He will give his full undivided attention. Now, by turning away from a person, that shows arrogance. So hence, it is not only in the heart, it is in the manner in which we hear, we listen, it is in the manner in which we see. All the limbs are full with the humility of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then he says, until you may think that these people have become sick, because you may think that they have become lethargic, but the truth and the reality is, spiritually they are well, physically they are also well. And then he gives the reasons why a person has humility, and this in actual fact will be the factors that bring humility in our hearts. Number one, the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overcomes them. That they know, they recognize Allah ta'ala, and they have that khawf of Allah ta'ala, that fear of Allah ta'ala, and now they are overcome by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, knowledge of the akhirat has prohibited them from unnecessary mundane practices. Like in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi," that from the beauty of the Islam of a person is he leaves things that does not concern him. There is no material benefit that is there on its place, but there is no benefit in so far as the hereafter. Now these are the people that have got humility, that all these unnecessary mundane matters, they have left it out because they have the knowledge, or rather they have the yaqeen of the akhirat, and because of that they have focused on the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Number three, things that cause grief to the people of this world in general does not grieve them. Generally, people in this world are grieved by material matters. Those that have humility because of the khawf of Allah Ta'ala, because of the knowledge and the yaqeen of akhirat, these matters of this world does not bother them in the slightest bit. And then number four, they are overcome by nothing else but the aspiration of the acquisition of Jannat. They have an objective in life, and that is how to acquire Jannat and the Radha and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And because of that, they are so focused in all of that, their limbs are focused, their mind, their hearts, their senses, and everything is focused. And then lastly, the fear of the fire of Jahannam causes them to cry. They cry very easily when Jahannam is spoken about, when the adab of Allah Ta'ala or the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about. So the crux of what Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah has stated is that humility is not something that a person can mimic, a person can falsify, but it is something that comes with the genuine khawf of Allah Ta'ala, the knowledge of the akhirat, and an aspiration and the desire of Jannah, and the true fear of the fire of Jahannam. And that then shows out when a person walks on this earth, when one talks, the body language. And again, it is not only in the manner that we walk, but in every aspect of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.